Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Christine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're with Keith Christine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. A couple games, coach, since we talked last. You went out to Chase and won 52-25 on Friday, and then you went at Pike Valley 52-30 on Tuesday night. Brenna Eilert came back and played a little bit that Chase game and got her feet wet again. Just overall, what are your thoughts on the last two wins over Chase and Pike Valley on the road?
Well, you know, Dusty, I really thought that we came out and just kind of took care of business. Chase and Pike Valley both have kind of had their ups and downs a little bit, but they got some good players that play extremely hard. But, you know, we went down to Chase, and, I mean, we just had a really good first quarter and get out 17-2 and did a whole lot of good things. Number one, our guards took care of the ball and were able to get the ball inside to Kara. I tell you, Kara Eilert's really stepped up since the first of the year, but later after a league tournament. She's been doing a really nice job, and she had 19 points against Chase. And, you know, we just kind of strung it throughout the rest of the game and got all the girls that suited up involved in the game a little bit in the fourth quarter to see them have some playing time, and got a nice win on the road down at Chase. And then we go to Cortland to play Pike Valley. They got the Gardner girls that are two really good girls, and we started out and they played with us. It was 13-10 after the first quarter, but we did a great job of running our man offense and got them into zone, and we kind of struggled in zone just a little bit, but then after we started hitting a few shots and getting the ball back inside to Kara, things started to open up. But really it was our defense in the Pike Valley game that really stepped up and got some things in transition and gave us some confidence, and again, we cruised to a nice win there and got all 12 of the girls that were suited up involved in the game in the fourth quarter. Gardner had 14, which I was kind of, unhappy about. But, again, she got about half of them from the free throw line. But it was a nice win. And Kara Eilert, again, stepped up, had a career high of 21 points. And she just keeps getting better. And, you know, that's something that we got to do is continue to get better. We got three more ball games, continue to get better throughout these games, to set us up for a nice run in the sub-state.
Like you said, just three games left. You'll go to Sylvan Lucas coming up on Friday night, then to Bennington Tuesday, your last two road games of the season. What do you think about these next two for your team?
Well, you know, Dusty, again, just looking for consistency in everything that we do as far as who's starting and anybody that comes off the bench, you know, to make ourselves better, because right now is when, no matter who's out there on the floor, we got to be playing our best ball, you know, to prepare ourselves for the sub-state. Sylvan's kind of been up and down, just like the last two teams that we played. We just got to go down there and be consistent. And then Bennington, they've been struggling a little bit, but, you know, that's something that, you know, good teams can never, ever overlook a team. And hopefully we can show up and play St. John's Tipton basketball.
Keith Christine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Jays. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and good luck out at Sylvan on Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Spring Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Spring Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Spring Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Spring Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Spring Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Spring Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Lance Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. A couple games, coach, since we last talked. Really just kind of a workmanlike effort on Friday at Chase. You won 61-29, but a real impressive win for your team at Pike Valley on Tuesday, 66-38. They previously only had one other league loss this season, and that was to Osborne. Just kind of looking at Pike Valley and those last two games against Chase as well, what were your thoughts on the way the kids played these last two?
You know, they were both fairly good road trips for us. You know, we had to get on the road and go try to come out right in the first quarter. And, you know, for the Chase game, we started off pretty well shooting the ball. Didn't feel like we had a overly aggressive defensive effort against Chase, but I thought that was part of the way they ran their offense. You know, they didn't attack us much, so, you know, we kind of played off them a little bit more than what I'd normally say we need to. But we shot the ball so well to start the game and got ahead. It was, you know, just kind of a workmanlike effort, like you said. Davis started out hitting three threes in the first quarter, and you know, we just continued to play pretty well. Got in the second half with what was it, like 41-6 lead, I believe. So we pretty much had the game in hand going to halftime. Came out and seemed like we put it cruise control and just finished it out. And you know, that always concerns you how you're going to respond after a good first half. Well, we came out really nice on Tuesday against Pike Valley. I thought defense looked outstanding. I thought Aaron Hinkie did a great job on Anton Reeves in the first half, especially. He only had 1 point. A lot of it was just great defense on Aaron's part. Didn't let him get any good shots. We didn't shoot the ball extremely well in the first half, but Aaron knocked down some threes, and we got enough to get a pretty good-sized lead. Came out of halftime looked pretty good, started to make a run, then Aaron rolled his ankle, and I took him out, which took out our best shooter for the night, and then also took out our best defender and the person that was containing Anton as far as, you know, defensively keeping him from being able to score. And as soon as Aaron came out, Anton took off, you know, started hitting some shots. I mean, they were legitimate shots. He made nice moves and made some tough shots from the three-point line, and then he was getting to the basket a little bit better. Put Aaron back in, you know, try to slow him down, but at that point he was feeling pretty good, and Aaron did a nice job challenging him and stuff, but he was able to go for 27, which is the most anybody's went against us this year. So got to give him some credit for the way he played, but I was really happy with you know, Aaron's entire game. Hit 7 threes for us, you know, and so every time they hit a shot there in the third and fourth quarter, in the fourth quarter we came down, Aaron either answered or Davis hit a shot, was able to pull it back out, and everybody else did a nice job of guarding their man, and then we rebounded the ball really well, and I thought we did a nice job overall on the boards. It was something we talked about, and then trying not to bail any of their guys out when they're driving the basket, just forcing them to make tough shots. For the most part of the game, I thought we did a really nice job of that.
So you move on now, Sylvan Lucas coming up on Friday night. Interesting situation here. They're going to have a different coach. Don't know exactly what their mindset will be. They played pretty well against Osborne on Tuesday, winning 52-42. You've seen them already once this season. You beat them in the NPL Tournament Championship game. Your thoughts on Sylvan Lucas and going to their place on Friday?
Hey, you know, they're a tough team. They're definitely tough at their place. I don't think they've lost at home. They beat Otis Bison there, who was ranked high when they beat him. I think they're ranked number one in 1A Division II at the time. And they just got done beating Osborne on Tuesday. Sounded like it was pretty convincing as far as they led pretty much the whole game. And we know how good Osborne is. And then, of course, we played them in the league tournament, and they played us tough. It's kind of an ugly game, but they're obviously a tough team to play at home. I know Coach Spears is going to get them kids to play really hard. He's going to get them excited for the game. I know a lot of people are saying they want us. They want to play us. They want a chance to, you know, see where they're at and compete and have us at their place. So we've got to come out and be ready. You know, they harbor a kid and shooting the ball extremely well from the free throw line is what it sounded like on Tuesday. And then the strike kid inside just gives us a challenge as far as attacking inside. He did a nice job protecting the basket. And then the Barantes kid that was the one that got hurt against us, been handling them pretty well. And it sounded like Rivers hit a few shots too. And, of course, then you got Garcia, who if you leave him open, he's going to knock down a three. So we just got to come out focused, you know, really try to improve from what we've been doing lately. It's a perfect time for us to have this game, especially with the way Sylvan's been playing. It's a road game, which will be nice for us because we're going to be playing on the road in the postseason. So we're excited for the opportunity and the challenge. Glad to hear that they're playing well, so that way it's a good challenge for us. And, you know, we have to show up and be ready to play, and we want to make sure we come out in the first quarter and get the pace that we're going to want to play, because Sylvan's going to try to control the tempo a little bit on us, make us play a little bit more deliberate style than you know, we want them to play a lot faster than they probably want to. So it's just going to be a matter of who can force the other team to play the game they want and then execute. And hopefully we can come out on top and do everything we need to get another nice win.
Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here on the Locker Room Chat. Thanks for the time again this week, Coach, and best of luck out at Sylvan Grove on Friday.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Springs Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Springs Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Springs Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Springs Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Springs Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Springs Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2-terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, joining us now. Coach, you have just three games remaining. You played two since we talked last. Tough one against Southern Cloud. He struggled a little bit offensively there on Friday night, falling 29-23, but you came back with a 42-38 win at Wilson on Tuesday. First, let's go back to the Southern Cloud game. Again, it looks like it was a bit of a struggle offensively for you.
Yeah, you know, we played a good defensive game. Both teams did. We just we struggled big time on the offensive end. We had a great shot, just nothing was falling. And, you know, you have them nights, I guess. That's what we told the girls. You know, it's one of them nights you just got to try to shoot out of it. And we never could get things going. And, you know, at the end, the free throws, they shot 20 free throws, and we shot 7 the whole game. And, you know, they made 15 out of them 20, I think, and that pretty well summed up the end of that game.
Wilson, again, a 42-38 win on Tuesday. Jessica LaRocque had 11 points for you in that one. That was a nice road win for your team on Tuesday night. What stood out the most?
Yeah, we come out, actually. We led 24-8 at halftime, and they come out second half, and we kind of got lazy on defense and give them 3 or 4 threes, you know, and it doesn't take long to get back in the game. And you know, they outscored us both quarters. We just, thank God, we had a good lead at halftime. And fourth quarter, we come around and played pretty good defense again and got some steals that were key steals and made some good layups, you know, and points to put us back up. And they actually tied it, you know, about felt like there was 4 minutes left. They tied it, and we was able to get some buckets and play good defense and come away with the win.
Natoma coming up on Friday night. You have them at home. They're right at 500 at 9-9 this season. They don't play a lot of girls. They like to play a pretty deliberate kind of basketball. You haven't seen them yet this year. What are your thoughts on Natoma on Friday?
Oh, you know what? You know, we just got to come out and take care of the basketball and, you know, cut down, you know, take care of the ball, just cut down mistakes, you know, and when we have the scoring opportunity, we got to put the basket in the bucket, you know, and you know, we got to watch, they got a couple girls that's pretty good ball players, and the Osmeyer girl in the middle, you know, she's a pretty good handful to handle, so we got to come up with a defensive strategy on her, and they got a point guard that's a pretty good ball player, I think, and so, you know, we come out and play our game, you know, I hope we can come out on top.
It's Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best luck against Natoma on Friday.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined by Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You went over Southern Cloud 57-37 on Friday. A nice game from Dawson Johnson with 19, and Austin Strode had 17. And then on Tuesday, a comeback win over Wilson. You went 40-38 at their place. So two nice wins here for your team. What were your thoughts on the last two for the Knights?
Yeah, and we thought, you know, we've had some success against Southern Cloud in the past couple of years. We know they had, you know, one really good outside shooter in the Gum kid, and you know, we thought we could exploit him a little bit in the post, and that's what we were able to do. Like you said, Dawson had 19, Strody had 17, so we were really able to get it inside against Southern Cloud and kind of control the game from there. You know, they played us fairly close. I mean, you know, the ending score seemed like it was, you know, a blowout game really, but I mean, Southern Cloud played us tough, you know, really kind of late into the fourth quarter. But, you know, we were able to control the game for the most part the entire time.
Then Wilson, what were some of the things that stood out there in that one?
Wilson, we started terrible. Our first quarter, we were down at one point, we were down 17-3 or 17-2, something like that. You know, they came out, you know, we couldn't hit anything. I think we missed our first, oh, mercy. It was a lot of shots. You know, we just weren't offensively, you know, fluid and doing the things that we needed to do against their zone. Luckily, we ran a sort of a, you know, box and one, really went a box and one, kind of a T and one on the best kid, because he really hurt us in the league tournament. They made us look bad in the league tournament. We held him to 4 points over the course of the game, and, you know, they got into foul trouble in the first half. We were able to knock down some free throws, and finally the offense started to flowing a little bit. We were getting the ball into the post where he wanted to get it, and you finally got some easy scores down there. And you know, but we were still down by seven or eight within the fourth quarter. But you know, I got to give our guys credit. I was proud of the way they clawed back. You know, they showed a lot of guts, and we just made the right defensive plays and made the right baskets at the end, and we were able to finally gain the lead. Caleb Hake hit a shot with a couple seconds to go, and then, you know, Peyton Johnson got fouled knocked out some big free throws at the end, and luckily we were able to come away with a 2-point win. That was a big win for us, going into sub-state seeding.
Natoma coming up here on Friday night. I don't know if you guys know this. I haven't printed up the certificate or not, but last time you played Natoma, you had a record 41-0 run, the Katy Country 94 record. But you play Natoma coming up on Friday. You won 56-19 the first time. What do you expect the second time around?
You know, I expect a better game against Natoma on Friday. I think it was kind of a fluke thing. Not to say that we're not, capable of scoring that many points, but I think, Natoma, it was almost a perfect storm where, they were a little bit of foul trouble and they couldn't do anything against us inside, and we were knocking down every shot and just getting easy passes inside. I expect a better game on Friday, but our game plan is not going to change. I imagine, whether they play us man or zone, we're going to try to get the ball into the post, whether it's Dawson or Strody, or Cunningham, and try to exploit it in there, and then hopefully if they start packing it in, we can knock down some outside shots. We've been a lot better shooting the ball from 15 feet and beyond the past three or four games, so hopefully that can continue. But, I expect a decent game against Natoma on Friday. I guess I'll say I don't expect to go on another 41.
Sure. That's Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time again, and best of luck against Natoma on Friday. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
This message brought to you by Brushart Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brushart Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday locker room chats with Rock Hills head coaches Matt Railsback and Matt Hesting. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kears Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're joined now by Matt Railsback, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. On Friday night, your final home game of the season, you took on Lincoln and fell 32-19. And then on Tuesday at Southern Cloud, a 46-11 loss. Just going back to that Lincoln game, probably one of your closer games that you've had this season. You fall there by 13 points. Really nice first half for your team, but it sounds like it slowed down a little bit in the second half. What were your thoughts on Friday night?
You know, I thought we came out and we played really well. Our defense, like you said, they got away from us a little bit there in the second half, but our defense played probably the best we've played all year. I thought we were flying around. We were getting a lot of those loose balls. We were getting tips and just disrupting their offense really well. We struggle with scoring all year. We don't have consistent scores. Welchel does a pretty good job for us. And here lately, Fogo, she's been stepping up. She had another good game there against Southern Cloud, but we're getting there. We're getting better. We've got to just keep chugging along, and hopefully, we can keep these games close, get a win. But if not, the girls understand. They're kind of in limbo right now with having that many coaches and eight coaches in 8 years, so they know they're behind the eight ball. But with no seniors and no sophomores, a lot of those girls have had to step up that, and a lot of teams maybe wouldn't have had to, and I think they're handling it okay. We're getting better, and they come every day with a good attitude. So they were really happy after that Lincoln game and knew that that was a really good game. And I told them, you know, I said, if each of you out on the floor made one more shot, they win that game. And that kind of, you know, resonated with them, and they're understanding it, and they're coming to work hard, and they have a good attitude, so that's all you can ask for.
Again, Southern Cloud 46-11, you fall on Tuesday. You'll move on now with Thunder Ridge coming up on Friday night in Kensington. What do you want to see from your girls on Friday?
You know, I think handling the pressure, because you know they're going to, they're going to get after it, and I would like to see not only on the defensive end, but more so maybe even on the offensive end, is everybody being aggressive. I want to see the girls get after it and not get down early and be able to stick with them and, you know, just make sure they know that they're playing us and that we're going to try to make it as tough as possible for them and for us to get better. And hopefully we can come out and play really well and keep that game close and not get blown away. And I think the girls are starting to understand that. They know last night was kind of disappointing to them, but they want to come out and they want to do well, and they're working hard. So hopefully we can stick with them and make a game out of it.
It's Matt Rails back, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies. Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll catch you on Friday at Thunder Ridge, right?
All right. Thanks, Dusty.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato. Don't miss the great deals now for Tuesday. Cure Shirtway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless beef chuck roast for $3.99 a pound. It's now for Tuesday. Cure Shirtway, downtown Mankato. There's great savings now for Tuesday. Cure Shirtway, downtown Mankato. They have Blue Bunny ice cream, 128-ounce selective varieties for just $4.99. It's now for Tuesday. Cure Shirtway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined by Matt Hesting, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You went 39-36 at home against Lincoln on Friday, and then a 48-22 win at Southern Cloud Tuesday. Well, I know there was a lot of stuff going on Friday as you've announced that this is your last year as the head coach there at Rock Hills as you're going into retirement. It was the last home game, and you pick up a win and a lot of festivities afterwards. Just take me back to the night now that you had a little time to digest it all.
Yeah, and I needed some time, Dusty, to digest that and everything. I told the kids last night in practice, I said, you know, I understand sometimes now what a 16- or 17-year-old kid goes through when he sees people in the stands that he doesn't know why they're there, and you get distracted. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I had to give the kids a pass. I got totally distracted from all the festivities myself, you know, as many years as I've been doing this, and so I understand now how kids can be distracted. I'd kind of forgotten that, so I gave them a pass on that. They came out and played really, really hard in the first quarter, and I think the energy was there. And then as the game went on, we kind of hit a lull and kind of had the deer in the headlight look and weren't very good defensively. And Lincoln, to their credit, really got on a roll late in the game and everything. And I mean, I think they just felt like whoever and wherever they threw up a shot, it was going to go in, and it did and everything. But fortunately, man, the free throw line was just golden to us that night and stuff. I think first time that I ever remember coaching a game where the other team didn't shoot a free throw. Lincoln was 0-for-0, and I don't think they have a lot of room to complain there or anything. We were so passive defensively. We just were like I said, we were just kind of paralyzed out there, and we weren't really playing very well down the stretch defensively, and they were taking easy shots and making them, but they didn't get any free throws. And then we hit 17 out of 22. you know, they were playing ultra-aggressive defense and everything, and we were just not making any perimeter shots, but part of the reason was they were just all over us everywhere, and they were giving up some fouls, and if we hadn't have been making free throws, we wouldn't have survived that. But it was a great night, and I gave our kids a pass on their performance because we didn't have school that day, and it was senior night. We honored those between games, and then they had all those festivities for myself afterwards. And I think the whole thing was very much a distraction, but a good distraction. And I really praise the kids for able to stay on enough workmanship to get the job done. And so it was a nice league win.
Just give me some quick thoughts on the win at Southern Cloud on Tuesday night, 48-22.
It seems like our best part of our game right now is starting. I think we're pretty amped up, and I think the kids have something to prove. And it seemed like they do it very well early. We scored 20 points in the first quarter, and I think it was 20-5, and I'm just playing lights out. And then all of a sudden, we just kind of go into this this lull, and fortunately the defense carried us, and we was able to make it difficult for Southern Cloud to score, but we weren't very good offensively after the first quarter, and we just kind of maintained that 18-20 point lead that we had built up early and just maintained it the rest of the game. But I was proud of the kids and stuff, and we're doing some things well and everything, but it just seems like points kind of come as a struggle at times. Sometimes they come easy and sometimes they don't, but we need to get a little bit more consistency, I think, throughout the game, and so that we don't have question marks in our head about where our points are coming from at any given time. So hopefully that'll improve. But it was a good road win and one that we should have won, and we took care of business, and we'll keep moving forward, I hope.
Friday night, you're at Thunder Ridge. What are your thoughts on that team as you go on the road at Kensington?
Well, I think they can always be pretty scary, especially on their home floor and everything. And you get this time of year with some teams that have struggled a little bit, and wins have come tough for them and everything. And like I tell the kids, a lot of these schools and teams like that, they kind of reach a point where they can relax. I mean, and they know that, you know, they haven't had the greatest season, and maybe it can just happen because of a relaxation. And if you're not ready to play and you're not on your game, then they can have the best game of their whole season in the latter parts of the season when the pressure is kind of off, so to say, off of them. The pressure continues on us, you know, teams that would like to continue out a good year and posture for a maybe a better seed at sub-state and everything, and somebody like the Thunder Ridge that kind of knows right where they stand and everything, they could just take a step back, relax, and play. So those games become kind of magnified a little bit, and we hope that we get off the bus and prepare well and do what we do well and play great defense. Got to keep the defense going this time of year or things get away from you pretty fast.
Matt Hesting, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for the time, and best of luck on Friday at Thunder Ridge.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Don't miss the savings now for Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh bone-in pork sirloin roast for 99 cents a pound. It's now for Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great deals now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have 5 pounds of Halo Clementines for $4.99. It's now for Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato.
It's time now for the Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chat, as we'll talk to the head hoop coaches of Sylvan Lucas, Emily Carney and Cody Flynn. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z 96.3 The Lake. And you can also hear all the exciting action on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're with Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs. Coach, you had two games since we talked last week. You went to Wilson on Friday, a 69-42 loss, and then you fall at home to Osborne 41-33 on Tuesday night. Just going back to that Wilson game, they had 69 points again. I know you've been talking about the defense maybe struggling a little bit. What went wrong, I guess, against Wilson there on Friday night?
We didn't come out and play defense. They kind of came down the floor. We didn't turn around and fight them, and they got some quick, easy baskets, and we just didn't step up and put the defensive pressure on we needed to do.
You know, on Tuesday you had Osborne at home, 41-33 the final. They kind of had a one-point lead after the first quarter and then stretched it to 8.5. But you guys were able to fight back and get it to within 2 after 3, but they really did a good job of making free throws down the stretch. And, you know, I was there. I think that was probably one of the biggest differences in the game on Tuesday. I don't know if you agree with that assessment, but what were your thoughts overall of the Osborne game Tuesday night?
Yeah, like you said, we missed a lot of free throws. I think we shot 39% or something like that, and that killed us. We missed a lot of open shots underneath, too, and we shot poorly. Didn't get the stops at the end of the game we needed.
So you have two games remaining. You'll have Friday and then Tuesday off, then you'll play next Friday against Lakeside. But you have St. John's Tipton coming into town. They're on a very long winning streak in the Northern Plains League. When you look at the Leddy Blue Jays, what do you expect to see from their team on Friday night?
Yeah, they're a good team, and we're just going to have to find a way to play hard, play tough, and try to get, you know, defensive pressure and get some stop there and hope our offense shows up.
It's Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best of luck on Friday against St. John's Tipton.
Thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? Bennington State Bank is family-owned and is committed to the communities they serve and to rural Kansas. They've been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. They pride themselves on being a leader in agriculture and agribusiness solutions. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank. Visit Bennington State Bank at bsbks.com or on Facebook, member FDIC.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're joined now by Mark Spears. He's the new head coach now for the Sylvan Lucas Mustang basketball team, taking over now. Good thing for you, Mark, is that you've been an assistant coach here for Sylvan Lucas, so you know your kids well, and you took them into the game against Osborne there on Tuesday night. A very good start for your team as you made your first 5 shots, including 4 three-pointers, and ended up with a 52-42 win. What stood out there in that victory over Osborne there on Tuesday night?
Well, you know, you get off to a good start like we did. It really helps your confidence right off the bat. And, you know, we couldn't have played much better off the start. And our kids gained some confidence as we went along. And, you know, things just kind of snowballed for us. So we played awful well.
It's your second really big, you're now undefeated at home still on the season. You picked up a win over Otis Bison and then, again, a win over Osborne there on Tuesday. What does that do for the confidence of a team like that as you pick up those kind of wins at home?
Well, it's definitely got to help. I was kind of thinking about that today. I was kind of looking back through our schedule. I thought, you know, gosh, we haven't lost at home. And, you know, looking into the, you know, before this week started, you know, thinking with Osborne and St. John's and Bloyd coming in, you're thinking, man, you know, you'd like to, you know, you have to play awful well even to be in the ball game. So, you know, we were real tickled to get one last night. And hey, we know the job coming up on Friday night's going to be even tougher yet.
St. John's Tipton, as you said, your opponent coming up Friday. They're undefeated. They've got a very, very long winning streak in this Northern Plains League. Just kind of looking at this team and some of the things that you've seen. You already saw them once this season at the league tournament championship game. What are some of the things that you hope to do better maybe the second time around to try to pick up a victory on Friday night?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you just have to weather the storm. And the storm starts at opening tip-off and basically goes quarter by quarter, and I think if you're in it after one quarter, you hope you're in it after two quarters and so on and so forth. You know, I've seen a lot of times this year where, you know, they get out in front of everybody right off the bat and the game's basically over in the first quarter, so you know, want to try to avoid that. I've seen others where, you know, third quarter, you know, they go on a run. I think against Lakeside, I want to say 32-4 in the third quarter. You know, obviously they made some adjustments there, and yeah, you just can't afford to have something like that happen. Expect to be in the ball game with them because they're a real talented group.
It's It's Mark Spears. He's the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, thanks for the time here, and best of luck on Friday against the Blue Jays.
All righty. Thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? Bennington State Bank is family-owned and is committed to the communities they serve and to rural Kansas. They've been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. They pride themselves on being a leader in agriculture and agribusiness solutions. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank. Visit Bennington State Bank at bsbks.com or on Facebook. Member FDIC.
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.